You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. We're looking forward to seeing all of you tonight at the 25th birthday celebration for the Conservative Heritage Talk Station here in St. Louis. We're so excited to be able to have 25 years to celebrate with you. And tonight, what time does the party start, Ryan, at Lit Cigar Lounge?
So I think it's 5, although I'm basing this on when we're getting there. So I'm pretty sure that it's 5.
Oh, so 5. You just imply that the party starts when you arrive?
I think so.
Okay, fair. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there at 5. That's when everybody should get there.
I guess that's when I'll get there, too.
Unless it starts at 6.
Oh, gosh. But we'd love to see you, celebrate with you, and just generally hang out and have a good time. 971talk.com/events for actual information. Ryan, you should maybe start there.
Starts at 5.
Okay, thank you.
Confirmed.
Let's talk to our friend Cully Stimson, who is with us once again, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Also a former local, state, federal, and military prosecutor. Cully, welcome back. Good to have you here on a Thursday afternoon.
Awesome to be with you.
So I wanted to ask you, this news kind of broke this morning. I wanted to ask you to kind of give us the lay of the land of what the FBI revealed today regarding this gambling ring, money laundering ring that has busted up. It has to do with crime families. It has to do with the NBA, illegal fraudulent poker games. When you read about this story, what can you tell us?
Well, it's an amazing indictment. I just read it within the hour, and it takes a long time to sort of digest what these NBA and Gambino crime family folks were doing. But in essence, this was the deal. They had poker games that were supposed to be just straight up poker games. And they would bring in these fancy pro basketball players to be playing against other mopes who didn't know that the games were rigged. But they had technology that allow the cheating teams, who were some of the NBA players and others, to have the inside scoop on the cards. They would then dupe these unwitting players, get lots of money, and then pass the money on to the Gambino crime family. And then they would also place bets on games, and some of these players would coerce some of the other players who were not in on it, who gambled, to take a knee, to drop out of a game, to shove the game. So, look, cheating in pro sports is not new. I mean, you know, you all remember Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, and the Boston College stuff, and it goes way back. But this is really sophisticated stuff. And so I think just if you read the indictment alone, it's really confusing for a lawyer who hasn't done prosecutions, because this was really sophisticated. And my guess is, reading the news articles on it and listening to Cash Patel's press conference, they have thousands of hours of video, of wiretaps, of emails. And so I think people are going to start rolling really soon and trying to get the best deal they can.
That's going to become interesting. Here's my main question for you, Cully. Here in St. Louis, we don't have an NBA team. So there's not a close relationship to the NBA like there is professional baseball, soccer, hockey. We have a complicated relationship with the NFL here in St. Louis, of course. Do you find that this story is going to permeate the interests of the American people outside of those that are connected to the names, the actual literal players that have been involved in this? Is this story bigger than the league?
It's too early to tell, in my opinion, because I think this indictment is just the beginning, frankly, because when you see that the Bonanno and the Gambino and the Genovese crime families are involved, and then you add the extra bling of NBA players and coaches, just because right now we don't know, or at least don't think, that there's any connection to professional athletes in St. Louis or other people, I bet you that the spider web of this indictment and this ripple effect of this indictment is going to touch a lot of players and people besides the named people in the indictment. So I think it's way too early to tell. And of course, betting on pro sports is nothing new. And getting caught illegally betting on pro sports when you're a pro athlete or a coach is not new. But this takes it to a whole new level when you're not doing it to gain money for yourself. You're doing it to, you're funneling it through known mafia families who then essentially kneecap or coerce other players to rig games so people who are betting on games can have the upper hand. So this is much more sophisticated than the average mope who's trying to make money for himself.
And then one last follow-up question regarding the NBA story before we shift into something completely different. In your understanding, they're the people who are sitting down and playing those poker games. Those have to be high rollers. They're very high stakes games in order for it to be worthy of that time. When we're talking about players who are involved in something, the separate charge of what was going on specifically with the NBA players, Rozier, who apparently took himself out of a game and faked an injury and stuff. Does that mean that just people who, rando people here in the St. Louis Bi-State region who could be betting on sports could have been affected by the way that players chose to play the game, chose to fake an injury? Like, could this have affected regular old people who were just betting because they thought it was fun?
Maybe. I don't know what the buy-in was for these games, but I think you had to probably put down a lot of money or have a lot of money available at your disposal. And the lure is, who wouldn't want to play golf with a great professional golfer? Who wouldn't want to kick a soccer ball with Ronaldo? Who wouldn't want to ski with, one of the greatest pro skiers, et cetera. So this is a chance for some people to come in and sort of hobnob and rub elbows with famous NBA folks. I suspect the buy-in was, 50, 100, 200,000 at least. I know in the indictment, if you look at page 17 and 18, it talks about, minimum of $50,000 per game, but I don't know what the buy-in was. So I just think it's way too early. And these indictments just have a massive ripple effect, Annie, and we're going to see that ripple effect play out. And I think we're actually going to see people take themselves off of teams or find themselves injured for the rest of the season, quote unquote, as this thing starts playing out. Because people will start talking. Once they lawyer up, they're going to say, "Well, look at Ralphie over here. Look at Sam over here. Talk to him. I gave him all this stuff, so this is going to ripple big time."
Wow. All right. Well, we will continue to follow it. I want to shift gears here. Let's go to the Northwest, to Portland. Once again, we see Portland, Oregon, saying, no, Trump, we've got everything under control. There's nothing to see here. Everything is fine. And President Trump says, obviously, not everything is fine. He wants to send in the National Guard. They sue. They get the injunction or whatever the correct legal language is to stop the process that the president is engaging in. But now we have the Ninth Court or Circuit Court of Appeals overturning that previous ruling once again. And President Trump is one step closer to sending the National Guard into Portland. That's from an Axios Portland report. Talk to me about the legal ping pong that takes place when the president is trying to mobilize the National Guard, uses federal ICE agents to enforce federal laws, specifically in places like Oregon, California, Chicago, and the like.
So we're seeing a spate of activist judges who clearly have a mild to moderate case of Trump derangement syndrome who are issuing injunctions or stopping the president's policy preferences under the guise of the law. And they issue these injunctions, like in Portland, this district court judge substituted her opinion for the facts in the case, which is what the appeals court said about this district court judge. You've seen it in Chicago. You keep seeing it. I just was with at an event with a senator who from Missouri, Senator Schmidt, who was talking about how, as of today, the Trump administration is 25-2 before the Supreme Court. 25 wins versus two. Now, most of these are preliminary hearings, preliminary emergency motions on the emergency docket. But I mean, you're just seeing across the board. Portland's a perfect example where these district court judges just are not following the law and are basically writing opinions that are essentially their policy preference. And then appeals courts either get it right or it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, you didn't apply the law, you didn't do this, and send it back down and reverses them. And this is going to continue until judges just call balls and strikes. I mean, of course the president has the authority as the commander in chief to use the National Guard to protect federal buildings and federal troops during the operation of federal law enforcement officers. Obviously, he has the authority to do that. He's not sending, like he has here in D.C., which is a different cat, them to be like extra policemen, which is, you know, a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. He's using it to protect federal buildings and federal law enforcement officers. And so any suggestion to the contrary is a policy suggestion and not a legal one.
Just your thoughts before we let you go. We're speaking with Cully Stimson, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You said 25-2 or 27-2? What was the number?
I thought it was 25-2 that I heard.
25-2. Yep. So you've got a president who's 25-2 and in winning those court cases. That's a pretty darn good record, I would say. A government shutdown where you have the president repeatedly saying, get the government open, trying to figure out how to fund things around Congress to make sure that our federal workers don't go unpaid. Just constitutionally speaking, legally speaking, I would feel like if President Trump were trying to act as though he were a king, that he'd be able to snap his fingers and open the government. He would be getting creamed in the courts for trying to do things that would go against the Constitution. Just in your opinion, How much of a monarchy are the people of...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This country's suffering under right now.
None. Zero.
Period.
Nada. Period. We're in a democratic republic. Remember, the federal government was created by the states, not the other way around. And the people in the states have police power. The federal government has no police power. And the president, under our Constitution, is the commander-in-chief and the chief law enforcement officer. And so he's wearing that latter hat. When he sees these dystopian hellholes like Chicago, like Philadelphia, which he hasn't gone to yet, but I think he should, Portland, like Memphis, where the local leaders aren't stepping up and protecting the people who deserve to be protected the most, especially minority neighborhoods. And so he's not going to let ICE agents and federal agents enforcing immigration laws or federal buildings. He's not going to let those ICE agents and federal agents be assaulted, and he's not going to let those federal buildings be destroyed. And so they can do their little no kings thing and all their silliness and dress up like weird pet animals. But what is the alternative? Where is the positive alternative policy proposals? Well, we saw in the last administration: open the border, don't enforce the laws, spy on Republicans, trample on the First Amendment. And the American people rejected that.
Yeah.
And the people who lost are having a massive hissy fit. And so they're acting out like a toddler who doesn't get a second scoop of ice cream. It's ridiculous.
Oh, the left and that president love ice cream. That is for certain. Gully Stimson, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. We look forward to following up. A lot of things to discuss, and we're grateful you had some time for us today.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. Cully Stimson is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Carolyn Leavitt is going to be taking the podium here shortly to give us the latest on a whole host of issues, I'm sure. We're going to carry that when it happens. We're going to take a quick break right now. On break, come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. You ever hear these big endorsements they hit and then it's like, and now what am I supposed to do? Dramatically change my mind? We want to know what you think. Carolyn Leavitt with us in the press briefing next. Don't go away.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.